there's two things to look at, isn't there? I mean, there's the group stages in general, you know, two good performances and results have ultimately got us through. So that's, you know, that's something we need to be pleased about. You know, the objective, you know, when you play the group is just to get through and to get to the quarterfinals, and we've done that, and it's not easy. You know, we've had three really tough games, which, is, as I said right at the start, we're going to give us three different tests, proving exactly that. But now we've just been really positive with the boys. You know, we've got out of the group. As I said, we're still in the tournament, and you know, we look forward and not back. And obviously, the second thing to look at is the game tonight. I mean, I first of all have to say congratulations to Switzerland, and not only with the result, but with the style of play and some of the players they had on show. It definitely needs a mention. You know, we didn't play to the level that we can do, but that's youth development. You know, that is what's brilliant about working with young players, is that you have highs and lows, and everything's a learning opportunity. So there's no drama tonight. I'm really looking forward to going through it tomorrow with the players and getting their reflections, and we'll be better for it.
Is it fair to say it's like mixed emotions in the changing room, and you've got to get them back up for the next game against Norway now?
Well, obviously they've lost a game of football, so you know, nobody wants to do that. But you know, the first thing that we said to the boys is what I've just said to you guys, is that we're qualified and we've got the quarterfinal of the Euros to look forward to. You know, that only comes around once. So you know, when they sort of realise, I can see a little bit more of a spring in this step. But yeah, mixed emotions is probably the right way of putting it, because they're experiencing things for the first time, you know, and they're coming to terms with the returns they get from the tournament. So what's important is, you know, we get back to St George's Park now, we recover. As I said, we talk through things tomorrow, and we'll be better for it, which is brilliant.
So what can you do a bit differently? Now, is that maybe like a learning curve, so they can learn what they can do ahead of the next game? But like tournament football, they've got that out of the way. Now yeah. It's knockouts.
Yeah. I think game management was the key tonight. I mean, truth be told, I mean, we still missed three really, really good chances, and, you know, a handful of others where, you know, could have been good chances as well. So we're looking for obvious things that didn't go so well. We're probably not scoring a couple of goals. So let's not lose sight of that. So we're still creating a lot of chances. But game management, you know, you saw young players tonight, and game management is a massive part of their learning at this age. We had good moments of it, and we had not so good moments of it, and it's important that they reflect on that, they talk about what they did and how they felt, and like I keep saying, we look forward and we'll be better for the experience. I mean, truth be told, as you said, probably missed a chance late on, but we managed, you know, in terms of the result, fairly well.
What do you know about Norway? What are you preparing them for?
Well, we know that they've only conceded one goal. I think I'm right with that. In a tough group, I mean, I think Portugal came in, having played Portugal twice this year, I think they came into this tournament as one of the front runners, and a strong Portugal team. So to get through a group with them in, and obviously they had a tough game with Sweden as well, which is, you know, obviously a big game for them, two nations. They'll be in a good place. They'll be well organised. They'll be very much a team. They'll be together. That's what we typically get from when we play in Norway. But, as you know, we'll go into more detail on them in the next couple of days. We'll focus on ourselves. It's about how we play, you know, with the England DNA and, you know, with and without the ball. And, of course, we'll have to adapt some stuff for what Norway will pose, but brilliant. It's brilliant. We love playing here at Rotherham. It's such a good ground, and you know, we've got good support again. 6,000 people here the tonight. So you know, that's a great return. Look, can't wait. How's the Euros?
Yeah. How's Thomas Doyle? Any early indications?
Early on, he's obviously a little bit down because he came off, you know, which was he's a bit down at the moment. It's too early to say the extent of the injury. But Tom being Tom will end up being really positive, and we'll look after him, and fingers crossed for him, I guess.